Today I'd like to talk to you about Wilton Norman Chamberlain, Wilt Chamberlain, born August 21st, 1936, died October 12th, 1999. He's born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 7 foot one, 275 pounds. Went to Kansas, University of Kansas in 1959, was a territorial pick selected by the Philadelphia Warriors. He played from 1959 to 1973. His number was 13. He actually coached from 73 to 74. Played for the Harlem Globetrotters in 58 and 59. For Philadelphia and the San Francisco Warriors, 59 through 1965. 65 through 68, the Philadelphia 76ers. And then in 1968, he played with the Los Angeles Lakers till 1973. Listen to this. Two-time NBA champion, NBA Finals MVP, four-time NBA Most Valuable Player, 13-time NBA All-Star, NBA All-Star Game MVP, seven-time All-NBA First Team, three-time All-NBA Second Team, two-time NBA All-Defensive First Team, NBA Rookie of the Year, seven-time NBA Scoring Champion, 11-time NBA Rebounding Champion, NBA Assists Leader, number 13 retired by the Golden State Warriors, number 13 retired by the Philadelphia 76ers, number 13 retired by the Los Angeles Lakers, NBA 35th Anniversary Team, NBA 50th Anniversary Team, NCAA Final Four Most Outstanding Player, two-time consensus First Team All-American. His number 13 jersey is retired by the University of Kansas. He's got the single-game scoring record of 100. He's got the highest single-season scoring average, 50.4. He's got the single-season scoring record, 4,029. Single-game rebounding record, 55. Highest single-season rebounding average, 27.2. Single-season rebounding record, 2,149. Highest single-season minutes average, 48.5. And he holds numerous other records and achievements. Ended with 31,419 points for a 30.1 points per game average. Rebounds, 23,924, 22.9 rebounds per game. Assists, 4,643 for 4.4 assists per game. Basketball Hall of Fame. College Basketball Hall of Fame. He was an amazing man. Lots of different things that you could say about him, whether it be taking on volleyball and becoming amazing at that. Movies. Being an author. But something stands out for me as a man, and I heard something that he claimed that he had been with intimately with 20,000 women. Now let's do the math on this. And a magazine, The Atlantic, did the math on this. Let me read this to you. If Wilt started at the age of 15, from then up to the age of 55, when that book was published that he claimed it, he would have had 40 years to sleep with 20,000 women or 500 different women a year. That's easy math. That works out roughly 1.4 women a day. And so he's intimate, that it was said that he was intimate with 23 different women on one 10-day road trip. He was also known as a lifelong insomniac. Sometimes just not sleeping on it. He'd probably take a woman to bed any time he could not fall asleep. But the time factor is an interesting point. A close childhood friend, Tom Fitzhugh, said, "I don't remember him having a date. He was probably a virgin when he left high school." So let's assume Wilt really started around the age of 18, which ups the average to 1.5 women per day for 37 years. Additionally, He did have a six-month schedule for 14 seasons of playing professional basketball. That's 82 games a season, not including playoffs, exhibitions, practices, and travel time. The fact that he said 20,000 different women also leaves little time for repeats or love. And what about sickness? Everyone gets sick once in a while, which would have cost Will precious time during those 37 to 40 sexually active years. But most incredibly, even with those reported 20,000 sexual liaisons, Wilt is not known to have contracted any serious sexually transmitted disease. Nor was there ever a woman who came forward with an unplanned pregnancy, a little Wilt, or a paternity suit. And what about being turned down? Every guy in human history has been turned down by a woman at some point. One could wonder at Wilt's rejections, probably extremely few to manage that 20,000 record. In 1999, and this is key, shortly before he died, he made this revealing statement, and this is what I want you to hear. Having 1,000 different ladies is pretty cool, I've learned in my life. I've also found that having one woman 1,000 different times is more satisfying. He went through all of that to learn a painful lesson. We read of Solomon, who didn't have that many women. He had with a combination between wives and concubines. He had 1,000. And the Bible says here in Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 18, let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth. God's calling on our life as men is, if we are to be with a woman, we marry that woman, one woman for one lifetime. If one of you dies, then obviously you're free to be married again. But God's ideal situation is for a man to focus his soul attention on one woman. And so Wilt did all the science project and came up with the reality of the true calling of a man. And some guys could look at that and say, boy, that was a lot of fun. I'd like to learn it his way. But I venture to say that if it's true, there was a lot of pain. Definitely a lot of pain in a lot of those women's lives that maybe thought that they had a chance with a relationship. God's called us to something greater. So where are you at today? As a man, we live in this era of Me Too and a lot of the things that are going on that are sad, and a lack of respect for women. Even people that claim to have a respect for women are not respecting them. And God calls us to something different. And the thing that makes a difference for a man is the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. Because left to ourselves, most men would love to live what Wilt Chamberlain claimed to have lived. But in all reality, when we stop and think about it, and we're truly honest, we lay abed at night and we look up at the ceiling and it's just us, and we realize, what am I doing? Whether it be in my thought life or in my real active life. A real man is one that can control himself. And so when he says, rejoice in the wife of your youth, he's saying, men are to be people that the ideal is one wife from youth on. Let's look to the Lord for our wisdom instead of somebody who makes such a big claim.